The state of New Jersey is now the first state to fund research on stem cells, including those taken from human embryos. In the state budget, which was passed today, the legislature included $9.5 million for this sort of research. Stem cells are immature cells that can grow into the body's specialized tissues. Scientists say they show enormous therapeutic promise. Barbara Mantell reports.
Currently, the bulk of money for stem cell research in the United States comes from the federal government, more than $500 million last fiscal year. That money, however, is restricted. Most of it went to animal research and to research on human stem cells taken from adults, umbilical cords, and placentas. Less than 5% went to research using existing lines of human stem cells extracted from days-old embryos, which were then destroyed. Many scientists consider embryonic stem cells the most promising, but the president has limited federal funding for embryonic stem cell research to those lines of cells created before August 9th of 2001. The New Jersey money has no such restriction. Dr. Ira Black is the founding director of the newly chartered Stem Cell Institute of New Jersey, which will receive the state's $9.5 million, money that is supposed to attract private investment. Dr. Black says that's already happened, although he won't say how much.
What I can tell you is that I've already begun to recruit faculty members for the institute. And as you know, this takes the hottest of cash to do.
Dr. Black and other stem cell researchers at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey, which will help run the institute, do not conduct embryonic research currently, but he says he plans on hiring researchers who do. And so the New Jersey legislation has its opponents. Marie Tacey is the Director of Public and Legislative Affairs for New Jersey Right to Life.
A human embryo is a human being, and we don't believe that human beings should be experimented on and destroyed. And I just want to note that it's not just our organization that is opposed to funding the Stem Cell Institute. The Quinnipiac Institute did a poll in March of 2004.
That Quinnipiac University poll asked New Jersey residents if they approved of the state's plan to fund human stem cell research. 48% disapproved, 42% approved. New Jersey is not the only state to grapple with this issue. In November, for instance, Californians will vote on a proposition that would raise $3 billion in state funds over 10 years for stem cell research. Daniel Perry is the president of the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research, which is made up of patient groups, universities, and scientific organizations in favor of unrestricted stem cell research.
As much as we welcome states like New Jersey and California and others that will follow their lead, it doesn't replace the need for a unified overall national policy. Knowledge can't be locked up behind state boundaries.
There are more than 100 proposed bills in 33 states dealing with stem cell research. While bills under consideration in New York, Illinois, and Massachusetts would promote, although not fund, human embryonic stem cell research, other states are considering laws to limit it. The Dakotas, Michigan, Iowa, and Arkansas have already done so. Perry is concerned about a patchwork of state laws being created and would like to see President Bush reverse the ban on new embryonic stem cell lines.
The current policy was put in place by President Bush in August of 2001. It was done with the stroke of a pen. The president could reverse that policy similarly with another pen stroke.
In May, 206 members of the House of Representatives, including several abortion opponents, signed a letter asking the president to loosen restrictions on federal funding. And earlier this month, 58 senators signed a similar letter. But the president has said he remains firm. It has become a campaign issue, though. Presidential hopeful John Kerry says if elected, he would overturn President Bush's 3-year-old order. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell.